Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wachim, Perikhes Mishnah Tess. We have discussed already that the Mizbeach was divided between the top part of the Mizbeach and the lower part of the Mizbeach, and there was a Chut HaSikra, a red line, that divided the top from the bottom. Karban Oyla, Karban Asham, Karban Shlamim, Pchar, Maisa, Pesach. The blood of these Karbanas goes below the line. Not necessarily the same way. The Oyla, the Asham, the Shlamim, Ishtei Matana Shein Arba, the Pchar, Maisa, Pesach. There's only one application of Dam, but it's all below the Chut HaSikra. The blood of most Chatayis is above the line, on the four horns on the top of the Mizbeach. Which leads us to the next problem, or case, I should say. Perikhes Mishnah Tes, Hanitana Lemata, blood that should be placed below the red line. Shenesav v'banitana lemayla, that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to go on top of the red line, like the blood of the Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, says, Yitin lemayla, put everything on top. Wait a second. Let's say I process it as a chatas on top, but there's dam that belongs below. Okay. I'm not mechavin to put the dam that belongs below lemaila as a carbon. So I'm going to look at it like it's just water that's mixed with the dam. Like the Mishnah explains, v'royen yesatachtonim, I'm going to view the blood of the carbon that's supposed to be put below the red line, kilo ein mayim, like it's water. So when I put the dam on top, this is for my chatas, the other blood, that's like it's water. Now put the dam below. That's going to be for the carbon where the dam belongs below. Why am I doing first the blood on top? So the Batanur explains there's a mitzvah lahagdim al yainim letachtainim. Do the top blood before the lower blood. Chatas comes before an oila. So I do the lamayla tchila. So I know I was yaitz in my chatas. The rest of the dam that came along with it is not a problem. Now we do the lamata. And actually, when I put the blood below, I'm doing two things over here. Leftover blood from a chatas is supposed to be poured at the base. Plus, this is the dam for the karbanas that are supposed to be lamata. The chachamim, my mirbat, the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say, yeshav chuliyam. No. Blood that's supposed to go at the bottom got mixed up with blood that's supposed to go on top. Pour it all into the channel. There's no eitzah to put any of this blood on the Mizbeach. Not on top, not at the bottom. You can't put blood that's supposed to be at the bottom on top. You view it as water? Chacham is saying you can't view it as water. Now, v'imloy nimlach, if the Kohen didn't ask, v'nosan, and he put it up on top, then it's taka kosher. But l'chatchila, if he asks, if he does the right thing and asks, we'll tell him, no, pour it out. Sakta batanura, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So again, blood that was supposed to be at the bottom, that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to be put on top. Rabbi Eliezer says, first put it on top, you satisfy your chatas. The other blood that comes along with it is not a problem. I view it like water. Then put the blood at the bottom. Some yaitz asai, the mitzvah of pouring the leftover blood of the chatas on the bottom, plus the karbonas that have to be processed lamata being done so lamata. The chachamim disagree. They say, pour everything out. You can't put the wrong blood in the wrong place. You can't just say, I view it like water. B'di'evet, however, if the Kohen didn't ask, then it is kosher. The Taisus Yamtiv says an interesting chiddush. He says, let's say the Kohen didn't ask, and he put the dam up on top. Okay, so I was yoytze my chatas. What about the dam that's supposed to go at the bottom? So the Taisus Yamtiv says, once the Kohen already put the dam on top, we'll let you put the dam at the bottom also, even according to the Chachamim. Remember, putting the dam at the bottom, you're yotze two things. Sai the shvicha shirayim, and sai processing the other carbon. But again, if he doesn't ask, then we pour it out.